Family health practitioner Dr. Malcolm Grant is recommending that persons with pre-existing conditions such as diabetes should get vaccinated, as they are at greater risk of severe illness if they contact COVID-19.
There are certain patients who are high risk in terms of if they were to come down with COVID, they're much more likely to be hospitalized or even die from COVID. And diabetics fall into such a category. So whether or not you're on insulin, controlled by diet, exercise, or tablets, it is highly recommended that you be vaccinated against the COVID. Although we are lucky in a way in that the variation of COVID that's going around at this point in time, Omicron, does not seem to be as virulent or causing as severe infections as, say, the Delta in the past. There's still patients who are dying from it. So, yes, I strongly recommend being vaccinated. Being diabetic or being on insulin is not a contraindication. And the available vaccines here, they are Oxford AstraZeneca and the Pfizer. Either one would be recommended.
Family health practitioner Dr. Malcolm Grant. Regionally, health authorities in Barbados reported on Tuesday that two more people died from complications of the novel coronavirus, and they have detected 80 new cases of the viral illness on the island. A news release from the Barbados Government Information Service says 34 males and 46 females were detected with the illness from 524 tests conducted on the same day by laboratories across the island. The authorities indicated that 41 people are seeking medical treatment in government isolation facilities at the time of reporting, while 380 are being monitored under the home isolation program of the Ministry of Health and Wellness. Health authorities also reported that 163,454 people have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine under the National Vaccination Program. The number of people now considered fully vaccinated against the viral illness on the island of Barbados now stands at 154,508. Internationally, the Health Sciences Authority in Singapore have granted interim authorization for the use of Moderna's Spikevax bivalent vaccine, which targets both the original SARS-CoV-2 strain and the Omicron BA1 variant. The bivalent vaccine have been authorized for use as a booster for people age 18 and above who have already received their primary service vaccination. The authority says official recommendation for this booster vaccine will be issued by the Expert Committee on COVID-19 Vaccination and the Ministry of Health in due time. The safety of the new bivalent vaccine is comparable to that of Moderna's original COVID-19 vaccine, with mostly mild to moderate side effects such as pain in the injection site, as well as fatigue and muscle pain. That's today's COVID-19 update. I'm Donnie Collins.